This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Special Rush tribute show today. We do have some other things to get through this hour, but call us on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline at 855-200-1776, okay? 855-200-1776. Should be easy for you to remember. All you can remember is the 855 part. 200, that'd be like 200 plus years of America. 1776, come on, right? That's right. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, will join us in Gov Talk today. The Better Business Roundtable on business succession at the bottom of the hour. You get a lot of great information out of those sessions. We'll do that. Jim, the flagpole guy, and more all coming up on the program. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, wanted to share a Rush memory. Lay it on me, Ryan.
Good morning, Scott. My first teacher in conservatism was actually my father, and I didn't even realize it at the time. But when my mother picked me up from school when I was 14 years old one day in 1992, I heard Rush on the air. And he really, really gave a voice. He really gave a name to these lessons that my dad had taught me. So I guess, in a sense, it was kind of ordinary, but I guess in a sense you could say that Rush was almost like a second dad to me.
That's amazing. And somebody earlier called said, you know, a grandfather had an alarm clock. Every time it went off, the radio was on, talked about his memories of K-Fire. Then Rush comes on, and this youngster hears Rush and says, "Why do you like him, Grandpa?" And that conversation continues. That is what is lost now. And I agree with Becca from Medicine Lake, Montana before. Now it's up to all of us to do that. And I think we're at a point in our country where we don't have an option, right? I've not wanted to think about what's next for that three-hour slot myself. Todd, you're probably thinking the same thing. It's just right now it's the time to be in a reflective mode of what he brought in those 30 years on the radio. And also to grieve. I mean, we've lost a friend. We've lost a friend. And that is the power of radio. It really is. That's what I love about radio. That bond is there. So what's next? I don't know. Are you thinking about what's next, Don? You can't.
No. Right now. Can you? I mean, no. They've already said, look, we got 90 days before we even get to that point, and we've got a lot of Rush to remember back on, to reflect back on. So yeah, nobody's flipping a switch tomorrow to a whole different gear. It's just not
Justin
happening.
Puts on our Facebook page, for those of you in conservative radio, it's time to step up. Those shoes will be nearly impossible to fill. And I'm more with Becca. It's about all of us. It isn't going to be on one person, because you cannot replace Rush Limbaugh. But the power of radio can still be used, and that is through all of us. Here's Rush on radio.
You know, I have a special love for radio. And in many people's estimation, radio on a showbiz ladder is near the bottom of the rungs. And I don't want to, you know, debate that. But I want to speak up for radio because I think used properly, done properly by talented people, radio can be one of the most intimate and therefore influential means of mass communication. And the key is people who know how to do it. There are a lot of people on radio that never were on radio before they got their first jobs. I remember when I started, rare exceptions, but you had to start in tiny little small markets and work and work and work and get fired, get promoted. And the way you grew was move to a larger city. And in some cases, in my case, it took 16 years to experience my first success track. And I say without bitterness that there are people now end up on radio and quote-unquote national syndication have never been on radio before. They may have a book that sold, or they may have been a guest on TV that said, wow, that person might work on radio. But you can always tell. Listeners can always tell seasoned broadcast specialists or talent. And one of the reasons, you know, people always ask, why don't you do television? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I've done it, and I'm telling you that for me and my chosen way of communication, radio is far more intimate and therefore has the potential to be far more influential. And it is so much more satisfying to me every day. The bond that must exist between a radio host and listeners for there to be success is not necessary on TV. The pictures override whatever bond exists.
Rush Limbaugh on the power of radio and the bond he had with radio. And, you know, to me, that's what welded him to the listeners, which were the real genius of reflecting what they thought day in and day out. All right, folks, continue to share your thoughts, and we'll get those in as we can here over the coming days. 855-200-1776 on our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Talk about somebody that went into the storm unafraid. That was our friend Rush Limbaugh, who we honored today, who passed away yesterday morning at the age of 70 years. But he lived about 140 in those 70. Pretty incredible when you think about all the things that he endured with the hearing loss and coming back from that and, you know, all these challenges, phenomenal, really. It's time for Gov Talk. We do this Thursdays in this slot, and the Gov that joins us today is Brent Sanford, North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor. Brent, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Saw that the governor yesterday put out a nice tribute to Rush Limbaugh, which triggered some bad people on the left. But that's to be expected. You do those things, but that was much appreciated. How are you today?
Great. And what an impact Rush Limbaugh had. I mean, think of dying at the young age of 70 and the impact he had on the conservative movement, on all of us conservatives, inspiring us and letting us know that we're okay too. And we've, you know, that there's quite a debate going on. And his message is very important today. It's so polarized, but somehow we have to work towards getting back to work and getting back to our lives and getting past the politics of the last year and a half, too.
You know, I think actually Rush Limbaugh probably single-handedly responsible for more Democrats realizing that actually they're conservative and probably don't belong in at least today's conservative party. I think of McKenzie County when I think of that. It's hard to find, you know, your Watford City, McKenzie County, where you grew up, people that are as left as today's very loud and angry a left, right? I mean, you didn't grow up with anybody, many people that were not conservative in McKenzie County. They might have called themselves a Democrat, but they were conservative. And Rush, I think, brought that out in them. Do you agree with that?
Right. And the Democrat NPL party, was, you know, was the beginnings of that, was NPL, was truly nonpartisan. And my great-grandfather was an NPL legislator in the 20s. What was that? That was people, farmers that were homesteaders that were fed up with what was happening to them with bringing their wheat to market with banks and railroads. And they, you know, they kind of followed along after Theodore Roosevelt had pushed ahead so, you know, so courageously and trust busting. And it was the same type of premise. And so a lot of our, the Western Dem NPL folks were, my dad would always say, they're more conservative than me, you know. So, I mean, it's something where, but yeah, party lines aren't as polarized, and they shouldn't be as polarized as they look like they are today. So yes, we need to get back to that. We're Americans first, and we've got to do what's going to be best for our country and our kids and future generations, period.
Todd in South Central North Dakota, give us your comment today.
The thing I liked about Rush was he took politics, which most people found to be boring, and he made it entertaining. He had the song parodies, the skits, you know, and he brought out that House bank scandal, which that's the first time the Republicans had the House in 40 years. I mean, he made it interesting. He made this stuff that people would listen to it. He made it entertaining. He made it fun. And I remember all the song parodies he had. That was one of the high points of that show.
It was. He didn't do as many of those in the later years, but boy, he had CDs full of them early on. Really good. But that's a good point, Todd.
Yeah, because Paul Shanklin made a bunch of them.
Yep, that was the guy.
Was
yep.
Big during the Clinton years, and then he had done. I mean, it's just, and that's all going to be missed.
It sure is. There's no replacing Rush Limbaugh. You don't replace Rush. Sort of like replacing Ronald Reagan. You just don't. You know, there'll never be another Rush. But I do agree with earlier callers. There's a legacy that can live on in other ways. Most especially the people that he inspired to, because politics is important. It also can be interesting, and keep that momentum. Keep the momentum that he handed us. He belongs to the ages now. He really does, but we can live that. We can continue to live that legacy through him. Todd, appreciate your call. Thank you. Politics is interesting, isn't it, Brent? You're in the middle of it right now in another legislative session, and these things are important. I mean, the caller's got a good point. We all need to realize that this isn't something that I don't want to talk politics. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be in on that. I don't want to. Oh my gosh. It's darn important, and he did give us that lesson. We're going to talk about the legislative session. We're going to talk about a horrific crisis related to power and the grid that North Dakota has been waging in the way of a battle and now has awakened many others as well, with Brent Sanford coming up here on the program. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. All fountain pops, 79 cents today, plus some great... If you're filling up at PetroServe USA, you're saving money. Simple as that. Find a PetroServe USA near you. Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe USA branded gas, so they're always getting you the best deal. But the red, white, and blue PetroServe USA is what you want to look for. Plus, you'll get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal every day, all day. PetroServe USA serves you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a drink, 4 items for $4, all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mucho uncertainty in this world right now. If you own a business, operate a business, you know, executive orders flying out the door, all kinds of just uncertainty, really. And that uncertainty is very dangerous when it comes to business because people just hunker down. And if you're looking at that bottom line saying, oh, boy, 2021, I don't know how I'm going to do it, I'd suggest your first call be to H.A. Thompson & Sons. Because they have done now for over 1,000 building owners throughout the Northern Plains. These are companies operating. These are individuals that are watching every little cent in the bottom line and say, I want certainty. How can I get certainty? Well, if you have H.A. Thompson & Sons handling your mechanical systems, your heating systems, your cooling systems, as they do for over 1,000 buildings now, you have that certainty. Because when these things break down, guess who fixes them? They do. When they need it new, they fix them. And you got one static price. It is working so well for so many people, it might be right for you. Call them today at 701-223-3393. Tell them Scott sent you. HATandSons.com to find out more about that. Brent Sanford is here, the Lieutenant Governor of our great state of North Dakota. I want to, in the limited time we have remaining, touch on legislative priorities of the Burgum administration, but also deal with something that is still affecting people, and that is rolling blackouts in Bismarck, in Moorhead, Minnesota, all over the Midwest during this last cold snap. Why did that happen, and what did you think of when it did happen?
Well, you talk about politics and people wanting to find politics interesting. This energy crisis that we just had the last couple of days of blackouts, rolling blackouts, brownouts has brought a lot of people into the conversation wondering how is electricity sold and what is MISO and SPP and why don't we just sell power from the power plant directly to our rural electric or directly to MDU or directly to our house? And the grid is very complicated and the grid was horribly mismanaged in the southern part of the country. There's a lot of reasons. You're seeing the White House just came out with blaming coal and natural gas. Obviously, that's a no surprise. But they're blaming coal and natural gas for the blackouts in Texas. So we'll see where they shift the blame as the storm moves to the northeast. But it's grid mismanagement. It's the policymakers refusing to look at what's happening to our grid as we move to a higher renewable percentage, which is not baseload, which is not coal plants and nuclear plants sited in the same place, and the power comes from the same place, and it comes 24 hours a day, and the transmission lines are set up to bring it into our homes from there. When you have renewable generation that's sporadic, it's anywhere within the grid, which might be from here to Michigan to Missouri, and SPP is from here down to northern Texas, where the wind farms might be going and the solar might be going, and then they might not be going. Well, you have to have the transmission system to move those electrons around even more so. And so some of the estimates are the transmission system needs to be built out eight times. 8x, not 8%, 8 times of what it is. Well, that's only going to add cost, Scott, to all of our bills. So people have to wake up that everything the Biden administration is pushing right now is going to end up in higher utility costs for us, less reliable power, higher food costs, higher taxation, and we need to be awake. We need to be paying attention to this policy as it comes forward. Can you shift to our legislative priorities? A lot of time I'm still spending is on Coal Creek and on the transmission grid future in North Dakota. And we've got a really good bill. 1452 is Clean Sustainable Energy Council, which is rolling up the research dollars from the existing oil and gas, renewable, and legacy or lignite councils. They will still be operating as in the past, but reporting in more of a combined structure and trying to have all of them working together towards the goal of commercializing these low carbon, low emission technologies that we're on the cusp of doing right here in North Dakota, and having a place to divert the legacy fund earnings into to expend that and invest that in North Dakota. So 1425 is another House bill, a legacy fund, an intention from the legislature for us. I'm the chair of the State Investment Board, includes elected officials and other government employees, et cetera. State Investment Board will have a direction of intent, if this bill passes, to do more in-state investing with legacy fund dollars. And lastly, we have another clean energy proposal with a salt cavern storage project where that paves the way to propane, hydrogen, natural gas, CO2 storage, and salt cavern formations, which our geology in Western North Dakota is not only good for oil and gas and coal, it's good for salt cavern storage. And that's how you have a petrochemical industry or like I say, store the hydrogen, propane, natural gas, CO2, et cetera. There's some exciting things.
There is. And by the way, the whole energy world, the whole, for one, the people who hate coal, that want to shut down coal for all kinds of ridiculous reasons, every solution they claim to want to have is in North Dakota. You mentioned one. How about Blue Flint? How about the fact that this ethanol plant near Underwood, North Dakota, is moving forward with this project to capture and store carbon dioxide? Other projects are talking about it, and there's good things in the pipeline, you know, Project Tundra being one of them. They're doing it at Blue Flint right now. They bring people from around the world and see what is happening here to get those core samples and get the, you know, the infrastructure built for this. I mean, the solutions are here. I think the problem is some people don't want solutions. They just want different energy sources, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. But we're doing it here, and Governor's mantra is innovation, not regulation, and that is ringing true in session right now. I mean, what we've got to do is make sure that we pass bills that help the energy industry move forward. We've got coal taxes on severance taxes on the coal mines and on the coal plants right now that would put $20 million back into the stream of actually operating profit or loss for those facilities. That when we're arguing about billions of dollars of legacy fund, we're supportive of getting rid of the coal severance tax and making sure the local counties and political subs are held whole, but the general fund, in governor's office opinion, does not need that money. And if that helps our baseload providers get through this on the way, on the road to carbon-free, CO2 reduced emission power from a coal-generated future that we see so brightly here in North Dakota, that's a good thing to do.
I only have about a minute left, but I want to ask you about both Coal Creek Station and Leela Knowles. There's been stories about Leela Knowles because of some comments from a plant manager to folks that they are looking at, you know, the writing's on the wall that is going to have to go the way of Coal Creek Station down the road. Will Coal Creek Station remain a coal-fired power plant, and will this power grid meltdown help make people understand how important that is, and are you concerned about Leela Knowles?
Coal Creek is in words of some of the executives involved, 90% to the point of transferring to a new coal operator, absolutely would remain a coal plant. This event, I believe, galvanizes all the parties involved that this project and that plant need to stay where it is and keep producing electrons. The Leela Knowles was an accounting function. So as a CPA, it's interesting when the accountants come into the press, but that's an accounting function of accelerating depreciation over the next 5 and 10 years versus writing it off over how many years they had previously planned. There are no announcements. There are no plans, and nothing's been acted on at the board. So Basin has put out information after the fact of if that's an accounting conversation. That's basically all companies are getting ready for what might be out there in the future by making sure that they don't have something left on the books out in the future. But, you know, there's nothing imminent as far as shutdown from Basin, and you can look at all their press releases to verify that.
Brent,
it's the last few days as well.
Yeah, and we need them, absolutely. Nobody knows this stuff better than you. Appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again soon. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, in our weekly Gov Talk today. More coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. President Trump slammed President Biden Wednesday night on Newsmax TV for his dumb statement at a CNN town hall Tuesday, suggesting there was no vaccine before the new administration took office. It should be noted a confused President Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine before taking office. The White House announced an immigration bill on Thursday that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants in country and provide a faster track for those brought in as children. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Sandra in Westbrook, Minnesota, has been waiting a while to tell us a little bit about one of her favorite voices on the radio. Sandra, what are you going to tell us?
I just have a little bit of a backdrop on this. I was actually doing an engine search for Sean Hannity, and all of a sudden I came across this station, WZFG, and it looked like there was a whole bunch of people, so many of the people I'd love to listen to. So I looked for the app, and I found the app, and I put it on. And ever since, I mean, every single day, I have got to watch, you know, Rush and Sean and Mark Levine, if I'm saying that right. Anyways, the thing that I noticed about Rush when I finally, you know, started listening to him is that, you know, right now the world is such a scary place to be, for me anyways. You know, I have anxieties about just so many things in this world and that are going on, and I'm afraid. I don't know if nobody else is like me or not, but for some reason, when I would listen to Rush, he was like my security blanket. He gave me faith. He gave me, you know, like, there's no need for you to fear. Have faith instead. And so I just wanted to share that with you and how much I'm going to deeply, deeply miss him, because whenever he would come in, you know, you would hear that music, and I would just be like, oh, he's coming. He's coming on. You know, and then all these last few weeks, you know, he really wasn't on, and my heart was so sad. And I felt so bad for him and for his family, and, you know, he fought a very good fight, and I'm glad he did, you know, and yes, he is irreplaceable. I don't know what I'm going to do without him, though.
Well, we'll have him for a while. They're going to do a really neat tribute thing here for a while. We're going to take some of Rush's, you know, best commentary on issues that tie in with the day. So don't give up yet. And I think a call earlier said it well. It's up to all of us now to continue to live on that legacy. Where is Westbrook, Minnesota? Aren't you down by Cottonwood?
Yes, exactly.
That's down by my old stomping grounds, Marshall.
I'm in Cottonwood County.
You're in Cottonwood County. And
Cottonwood is up by, like, Marshall, Minnesota.
Yeah, Cottonwood County would be closer to way down south, like near the border almost, way the heck down there.
Right.
You're listening every day on the app. So God bless you. We appreciate that very much. And that's what the flag was all about. The flag was all about giving conservatives a place where they could just come. So, Sandra, great story. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
And we
thank you for having this app and giving it to me to listen to you guys every single solitary day. I listen to you from day to night. So,
it warms my heart.
I agree with Rush about one thing. I just got to say this too. I agree with Rush about not being on TV and just on radio, because you can be consumed by the pictures and stuff like that instead of just intensely listening about what somebody's saying.
Yeah, like great point. I appreciate that, Sandra, because that is the power of listening is profound. A and B, a lot easier when you're not, you know, watching all the shiny objects on TV. So appreciate that, Sandra. Thanks very much. Call again, and I would encourage anybody, if you don't have the apps, we all have apps on all the stations. It is a way to listen crystal clear 24/7. Somebody the other day said, I hate when you turn down your power at night. I said, get an app. Download our app. He said, I've got a flip phone. That I can't help. You've got to upgrade from the flip phone.
When's the last time you saw a flip phone?
Anyway, let's get going with our business roundtable here today. Part two of our discussion on business succession. This is a story that impacts a lot of people. This is important to the future of companies that are gold standard companies, great companies. But if there's not a succession plan, those jobs, that mission is in peril. So we have assembled a great group of folks to join us monthly on the program and talk about some of these important topics. They include Tom McDougall of High Point Networks, Tyler Leverington of Onstead Twitchell Law, Chad Flanagan from Ide Bailey, and Dan Steller of Sterling Banker here all today. Tom, first question goes to you. Do you have power back in Texas where you're at right now? I don't hear Tom. Now I hear Tom. Do you have power back yet?
Oh, yes. We got it back about 5 o'clock yesterday p.m., so we were out about 2.5 days. It's been choppy, but it's been pretty good since it came back on. Now there is a monstrous water and fresh food shortage, so we'll be dealing with that for a few days, I'm sure.
Incredible. By the way, there's wisdom in North Dakota that can solve all these problems and deal with this, and hopefully we can export some of that wisdom, because it's just crazy to see what's happening, knowing in places around America they are removing coal from the grid and not actually having a true all-of-the-above system. So maybe that's a topic for another day with our business friends, because if the current administration gets its way, the cost of everything is going to go up, and there is going to be an impact. You're going to need Knight Bailey, a law firm, and a bank to get you through this. We're starting with the business succession. It's kind of your story, Tom, building this world-class company, High Point Networks, and you told us last time really not necessarily spending a lot of time on who's going to be next, but realizing that you needed to do it. So talk about your journey quickly and how you got to the realization that you needed to think about this to preserve what you'd built.
Well, it's a great question, Scott, and I've been thinking about this just a little bit, well, actually a lot over the last few months. I think the first thing was for Justin and I, when we really got together and started building the business big, we went into it with the idea that we weren't building something to try and sell. So we kind of had a mindset going into it. Now, we didn't know what it was going to look like, and maybe we still don't, but I think that was a decision that we first had to make, is what are we really trying to accomplish? Is it because if you're trying to build something to create the biggest value and cash out on it, or cash in, whichever way you want to look at that, you probably go about building things differently than we did. Now, since we decided that we weren't trying to build something to sell, we really started focusing on what does our system look like then, how do we operate so that if something does happen to us, it's not all lost. So we focus a lot of our energy on that part of it, and so that if we're not there or something does happen, the business can continue. And I think it's a mindset of ours that, Simon Sinek says it in one of his books, his recent books, of kind of this infinite game mindset. And so that's the way we look at it. Others, if you're looking at it from the perspective of, I want to build something that I can cash out, you certainly can do that. That's a great thing to do. Lots of people do that. But you would oftentimes end up building it a little bit more so that the owners or the managers become everything's a little bit more tied to a single person. Oftentimes is what I see there, which makes it a little bit easier to sell because you don't necessarily have as big impact on as big a group of people. If you if we were to do that, that'd be a really, really big impact. So I think, you know, all the components that you're going to hear from Chad and Dan and Tyler are all super important in that as well. But for me, it was more mindset.
And obviously starting down that path in that conversation. Chad, talk about it from the perspective of what Ike Bailey would do in advising somebody that is going through this, just like you heard Tom sort of walk us through the different options. What are the pitfalls? What are the things you're going to tell them they need to think about and worry about?
Yeah, I think as Tom and Justin went through that process, you know, the first step is to decide who the buyer of your business is going to be. And if it is your employees or family members, that can be a great opportunity to continue the culture that you've built, continuity of your business, create opportunity for those employees. The pitfall with that really is just, you know, make sure you have a consistent cash flow stream in that business. The company's cash flow really is what funds those transactions. Usually those employees don't have a big check they can write. So there's some pros and cons to selling to employees, but making sure that business is stable is the best way to make sure you get paid on a seller note or something of that nature. On the flip side, if you're selling to a third party, there you can get that nice check at the closing day and really, you know, exit the business more quickly. The risk there is that you don't control the culture anymore. You don't have your influence on the business. You just have to hope they treat your employees and the community and those things well. And so make sure you do due diligence on those buyers, whether that's an equity group or a strategic buyer. There are some really great companies out there that will very much be in tune to your culture and can be a win-win. But maybe call a company that has sold to them and find out their experience. That can go a long way.
Tyler, talk a little bit about the legal side of this. Big difference, obviously, in the two sort of examples here of the ways to go, right?
Yeah, very big difference. When you're selling to family, often what we see is stock sales, and those are the transition itself can be a lot more smooth. There's a lot more involved with what would likely be an asset sale when you're selling to a third party. But the biggest thing is just thinking about it all in advance, because even though stock sale may be a little bit more smooth from the big picture, I see clients struggle all the time with what is this transition going to look like, because 90% of my net wealth is tied up in this company. I've got three kids, and one of them has been working in the company for the last 15 years and is going to be the one that runs the company. What about my other two kids? On the one hand, do I want those other two kids to be able to outvote the one kid who's been in the company for 15 years? On the flip side, is it fair to give 90% of my net worth to just one of my three kids? And there's ways we can address all of those questions. It's just something that we have to be working on ahead of time.
What is best for the seller, Dan? I mean, you're obviously handling the financial side of this. You know, they got to think about that too, but there's going to be family pulls. What advice do you have there?
I think there's a couple key components. Once you get past the emotional component, you know, what do I want to have happen? Do I want my employees to continue the same culture? The next piece is the financial. You know, what is that going to look like? Do I want a big chunk of money on the front end? Do I want a revenue stream that's going to last long term? And what do I expect is going to come back to me in that process? I like to get involved right between Chad and Tyler. So once you figure out a value and decided what the sales price is going to be, and before you document everything, I like to get involved and work with the seller and the buyer to say, is this going to be feasible to finance? How much of this sales price is going to need to be financed? And can we structure something that's going to work for both parties?
It comes back to cash flow, right, Chad? Got to have that cash flow if you're going to talk to your banker. Love it. All right, more of this when we continue. Dan Stollers here from Starion, Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan with Ike Bailey, and Tyler Leverington from Onsted Twitchell. Great advice today on the Business Roundtable. We'll continue.
Brian Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce
64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardson, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. What are clearance sale going on right now? 4x4 trucks, all-wheel drive SUVs, drastically reduced. 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, $22,800, $322 a month. Acadia's Enclave Terrains, Yukon Sierra, $1,500. Nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore, Schwann, Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Listen to this applause Rush Limbaugh got in his last speech he did for Turning Point USA. Incredible amount of love from this audience. By the way, Turning Point USA is largely a group of youngsters. It's youngsters. You got me up there, Cap? Oh, we got this thing.
I do.
All right, here he is. Here he is. Yep. No, he isn't here. I'll push a few buttons. And we'll play that.
Still sounds better than I would.
No, I don't know about that. Also today's show brought to you by MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell was on earlier, still battling away, and they literally are short on robes. Right now they're trying to get a stock of robes, so I'd buy them when you can. MyPillow.com. But the sheets, the towels, the comforters, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott and you get a great deal. 800-228-0550 or online at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back with our business roundtable legends. Yes, they are legends. This is legendary business advice, folks, for these folks. Very, very important. I'd like each of you to share a story. Tom, you've shared yours and how you came to this point, but let's go around the table a little bit about a situation somebody's been through before that you think would be a good example of what people need to think about when talking about business succession. Chad, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, the story I think about often is when I first started working with clients in business succession, and as an accountant, we get pretty excited to jump in our spreadsheets and measure tax implications and things like that. But you know, what's most important as we work with our clients through that process is to make sure they're ready for an actual exit. Most will, you know, they have a hard time. It's the business is their baby, and to think about life after the business is very challenging, and maybe Tom can talk about that a little bit. But I had a new appreciation for how emotional this process is, and as we work with clients now, we make sure to ask them about what they're going to do next, what they want their role in the business to be, if anything, and how they're actually going to move through this process, because it's not the mechanics that tie them up, it's the emotions.
And you want to be asked those questions, because it's sort of, that's the elephant in the room when you're talking about that, right? Tom, was that hard for you?
Yeah, I think that's a really difficult question for me. I don't know that it's super difficult for everybody, just because the people come from different situations and have different things going on. But, you know, for me, I'm very emotionally tied to the business, and I work in it, you know, just about every day. And that's a question. At what point do you step away from doing what you're doing? And do you step completely away, or do you take an advisory role, which is, I think, what I'm going to do, take an advisory role for a while and then maybe just stay at a board level for a while. And you know, it's like Chad said, it's, you know, in my case, it's my baby, and I want to stay involved. But others, I've got lots of friends who, when they're done, they walk away from it, and they're perfectly fine with that. And just like Chad said, that's going to be an individual situation, but you need to think about it, because if you think you're going to walk away and find that you can't, that's going to create some challenge for whoever the business went to, whether it's family or you sold it to a third party or whatever. So you don't want to feel bad about it either.
Well, I think, though, you're all talking about the human side of this. And, you know, accountants and bankers, you know, lawyers, sometimes you don't think of having that human touch, but you guys have obviously displayed to do. And, Tyler, I want an example from you. We just got news, by the way. Carson Wentz has been traded to the Indianapolis Colts. So he's a Colt. That news just coming across the wires. So that'd be all right. That'd be good for both, I think. I'm looking forward to seeing how that'll work out.
Yeah, worst kept secret there.
Right. They've been working on it for a while, but it's official now.
That's a good meet. That's a good marriage.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tyler, talk about an example that sticks with you. You at Onstad Twitchell, you're doing this every day, working with folks. What's a good example on, you know, just that human side of this decision?
Yeah, I touched on a little bit the transitioning to family and figuring out who's going to be in management versus ownership and getting strategic with that in terms of assigning voting stock versus non-voting stock. But another thing that sellers and buyers both have to keep in mind, not only is transitioning ownership, but transitioning business relationships. If my business brings in $10 million a year in revenue, and it turns out that 8 of that 10 is all from Chad, we have to take a close look at, is Chad doing business with my company because my company is the best option for him? Or does Chad just like doing business with me? And as soon as I'm gone, Chad's going to look around town and see where else he might bring his $8 million in business. And how does that change what this transaction may or may not look like? There's ways we can protect both buyers and sellers in that situation.
Bankers are a little more, hands-on all the time. You know, you need a good accountant. Obviously, you need the consultants. You need a lawyer. But you're living and breathing with these folks. So how do you walk them through that? Give me a story about how you help.
Sure. You know, I think one of the areas that we focused on a lot is, we've talked about, is employee ownership. And certainly a component of that is, are the employees ready to be owners? Are they ready to think differently? Have you identified who's going to lead the company? I've seen some of these deals, once you've identified a buyer and a seller, and if that's a buyer happens to be the employee group, these deals might take 2, 3, 4 years before they finally come together and the transaction is complete. That's why I think it's so important that business owners are thinking succession early on. Identify, hey, I'm going to go to the sellers, I'm going to go to family, I'm going to go to a third party, and start working towards that early in the process. Because it might take longer to get that business in a position to be sold at the dollar amount that you want to sell it for than you might think.
Better Business Roundtable, great stuff, great information, and it costs you zero, folks. How about that? To learn from these pros. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. All right, we'll save the Rush clip for the After the Show show, and we're going to have a conversation about trust today, too, with Mark Wagner. So stay tuned for all of that in the After the Show show. See you tomorrow,
folks. You spend your hard-earned money. It's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil takers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. Excellent cropland, 900 acres in McLean County, 939 acres in Burke and Ward counties, 312 acres in Walsh County, and CRP in cropland in Steele and Benson County, and 804 acres of exceptional cropland in Beltrami County, Minnesota. View all of these Pfeiffer's land auctions and an exciting lineup of equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.